Lord, in everything that you do. And may he bless every one of the families here at Emmanuel Church. Amen. There's this meme online. It's not real. It's not a fact. But for Mother's Day, this meme says that it seems as though the fewest crimes happen on Mother's Day, probably because all the kids are home with their moms and celebrating. That's not a fact. Actually, I looked it up, and it seems though there's a lot more domestic issues during Mother's Day, but that's besides the point. I looked it up, and it looks like there's over 90 countries in the world that have chosen to celebrate Mother's Day at some time during the year. And of course, here in the U.S., we celebrate it today, thereby taking a day apart and remembering our mom, honoring them, for us as Christians, praying for them, encouraging and loving on our mothers. And it's just not Christians only, but everyone that has a mom, they have one day to remember their moms and to love on them. It's interesting, though, because the world and the culture we live in, it measures a mother's performance. How well has she done? Did her kids end up going to the right college? Are her kids involved in soccer, sport activities after school? Is she taking them to all the other activities that there may be? And a lot of the world puts this pressure on many mothers and families. But the world, but God doesn't look at a mom and measure her performance. He looks at her and looks at her faithfulness as a mom. Not only as a mom here, of course, but as a dad, as parents. God looks at us and measures us. He looks at us by how faithful we are in our calling as parents, as mother, as fathers. And it's those parents that are faithful, that remain faithful through the good and through the bad, that if you ask them, they'll say, we are so blessed. We're so blessed by God. And it's the key, what I've seen is that faithfulness. But as I look in scriptures at this, at moms that have been blessed by God, there's a few characteristics throughout scriptures that we can see of every mom that is blessed by God. They've done something specific. And my short exhortation tonight I've entitled, A Mother Blessed by God. And as we look in the scriptures at the characteristics of a mom, we start to see a pattern. The first thing that a mother has, the first thing that she does, is that she reveres, she honors the Lord above all else. In Proverbs 31:30, the Word of God says, a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. In other words, before anything else, a mother who is blessed by God is a woman who reveres, who honors the Lord, her Savior, not casually, not occasionally now and then, but out of love for her Savior, having a personal relationship with her Lord and Savior. And we see this in Hannah, for example. And I know this morning, Pastor Gaborash talked in detail about Hannah. But here in 1 Samuel chapter 1, we see Hannah. She is broken. She's barren. She's misunderstood. But she doesn't turn away from God. In fact, she runs to him. Year after year, she comes back to the Lord. She prays with honesty, with tears, with surrender. And she makes this vow in verse 11. Lord, if you give me a son, I will give him back to you. And we know that God eventually answers her prayers. And then she brings Samuel after he's weaned to the temple. She says in verse 27, for this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition that I made to him. Therefore, I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. That is reverence. Not just asking God for something, but trusting him enough to give it back to him. To realize that it all comes from him. To realize that it is God that gives us life. It is him that gives us hope and strength. Therefore, we choose to have a personal relationship with him, to honor our creator, to honor the one that has given us salvation. A mother blessed by God builds her life around God, not around her children or her husband. She builds her home with God at the center of her life, at the center of a family. The second characteristic we see of a mother that is blessed by God is that she raises her children in the truth. We know so well that the world and our culture wants to raise our children. And we've all seen it in our kids, from generation to generation. There's new things, new ideas, new concepts. Culture has such a great impact on our kids. But Paul writes about Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:15. From childhood, you have known the Holy Scriptures. And you know what's interesting is that doesn't happen by accident. To someone from their childhood to know Scriptures, it happens because someone was intentional. And that's what we see here in Eunice and in Lois. In 2 Timothy 1:5, Paul says, I'm reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois, and then in your mother Eunice, and now I'm sure dwells in you as well. See, Timothy didn't come from a perfect situation. In Acts 16, we see that his father was a Greek, probably wasn't a believer. But his mother, his grandmother made a decision. We will raise Timothy in the truth, to know the word of God. And what they planted in private, God used in public. Timothy became a leader, became a pastor, a man of God. And why did that happen? Because a mother took time to intentionally plant the word of God in her child, in her children. A mother blessed by God does not leave her children's formation to what the world wants to form, but she forms them, she raises them in the truth of Scripture. The third characteristics we see of a mother blessed by God is the one that responds with wisdom. You know, the world sets expectations on how mothers should behave and how they should do, how they should raise their children, the things they should say and in various situations. But Proverbs 31:26 says, she opens her mouth with wisdom and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. A mother's words matter. Her tone matters because the way she speaks shapes the way her children will eventually think. Samuel grows up in the house of God after he's brought by his mom there. But his mindset was shaped before that through what he heard from his mother. After dedicating Samuel to the Lord, Hannah speaks this beautiful prayer that we see in chapter 2, where she says, my heart exalts in the Lord. There is none holy like the Lord. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He raises up the poor from the dust, and so on. A beautiful prayer. That isn't just worship that Hannah had there, but is the theology. It's pure theology of who God is. So Samuel grew up hearing that God is sovereign, that God lifts up the humble, that God is holy and just. And later, Samuel becomes a prophet, a man who hears God's voice, a leader grounded in the truth. You see, it didn't start in the temple. It started with a mother who spoke truth about God. A mother blessed by God speaks in a way that reflects faith, not fear, no matter the situation. Because often, especially in our world, the voice that a child hears in a home becomes the voice that they will carry for the rest of their life. And the Word of God says, plant the Word of God in your hearts, in the minds and hearts of your children. And when they grow old, they will remember it. So I encourage every one of us to speak in wisdom in every situation we may face, humbleness and love, never out of fear, but always out of faith. Fourth, a mother that is blessed by God remains steadfast. Proverbs 31:25, strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. To remain steadfast. Not because life is easy, but because her life is rooted in God, in her Savior. And we see this in the Shunammite woman in 2 Kings chapter 4. Her son that she had was promised by the Lord, dies suddenly. No warning, no preparation. And this is what we see though in her. She, after she's promised a son, she gives birth to a son, and then he dies. But then she takes her child, puts it on the prophet's bed, and he goes to find Elisha. And when she goes and finds Elisha, Elisha asks her, is everything okay? In 2 Kings 4:26, it says, run at once to meet her and say to her, is all well with you? Is all well with your husband? Is everything okay with the child? And what does she say? All is well. It's interesting. Her child was dead at home. She was able to say all is well, not because everything was okay, but because her faith was steady, even when the world was not. She remained steadfast in the promises of her life that once received in 28. We see in verse 28, she said, did I ask my Lord for a son? Did I not say, do not deceive me? The Lord, what she's saying is, the Lord promised the son to me. He will not deceive me. He will not give me a dead son. Therefore, everything is okay. Come and pray for my child. That is how she remains steadfast in that situation. A mother blessed by God remains steadfast in her faith, even when life feels like it's falling apart. The fifth characteristic we see of a mother is that she releases in faith. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. There comes a moment in every mother's life, parents' lives, when she can't control the outcome anymore. When we're little kids, I know our parents try so hard to protect us, to help us, to guide us. But at times comes a moment when that control is less and less, especially driving. I remember being 16, I got my license, and my mom was so anxious after I got my license. Every evening, she would wait by the window with the blinds open and see where I was, see if I was coming home late. And she would pray for me. I know that because she would tell me every single time, I pray for you for your safe return to come home. I remember once I was late. I was hanging out with the youth, and my mom kept calling me. I didn't see the phone, and it was late, so I got home much later, almost an hour later than I was expected home. I knew my mom's worried, so I, on my way home, I decided I won't be there that late. I'm already an hour late. Let's not be too late. So I ran a red light, and I got a ticket a block away from my house. When I turned the corner, I still remember to this day, I saw my mom in the living room window, just looking out there, waiting for me, praying for me. But it's those moments will come in life when we can't control our kids' decisions, what they do. And it's in those moments, moms release in faith what they can't control. And we see this in Jochebed. Pharaoh's, Moses' mom. In Exodus chapter 2, right? Pharaoh orders all the baby boys to be killed. She does everything. She hides Moses for as long as she can, but eventually she can't do it anymore. So she builds a basket, places her baby inside, and sends him on the Nile. But she wasn't giving up on him. She wasn't giving up on her child. His sister was there watching what was going to happen. She had eyes on him all the time. She prayed over him where he was going to end up. She trusted in the Lord. And God took what she released and grew Moses, one of the greatest leaders that Israel ever had. A mother blessed by God entrusts her children into the hands of God for every single day of their lives. See, I know that there's mothers here. I know that you love your children deeply. I know that you carry burdens quietly, maybe. But I know that every mom here prays constantly for their children. But there's also this weight of motherhood. The moments maybe when you wonder, am I doing enough for my child? Tonight's God's word is simple. He's not asking you to be a perfect mom. He's calling you to be faithful. To be faithful to the calling that God put upon your life as a mom, as a father. To first of all revere the Lord in your life. To honor the Lord with your life. First and foremost, start there. Start at the altar of your life. Raise your children in the truth. Plant the word of God in their hearts. Always respond with wisdom, with kindness in every situation. Not out of fear, but out of faith. Remain steadfast in your faith, in God's promises, in God's word that is yes and amen. And what you can't control, give it to the Lord in faith, not giving up, but entrusting your children, your loved ones, in His hands. Because a mother blessed by God, it's not the one who holds everything together, but one that places everything into the hands of God. First of all, starting with her own life, her children, and then her entire family. So with that, I invite you to stand. And I'd like to go into this prayer. And tonight, I'd like us to pray about family. Not just moms, but families. That God would work in those families where maybe there's issues between husbands and wives, maybe between parents and children, to pray for the prodigal sons and daughters.